Thank you all so much. Welcome to another Mandomania. We've been doing this for a number of years now, and it's always an exciting event to get to play with some of my heroes and to get to hear fresh ideas. Now, we do rehearse this about, 7 days a week, for at least 3 months before the show. So every note is pre-planned. And we're going to open with a gentleman who is absolutely one of my heroes of bluegrass music how many mandolin players do you know who's played with Bill Monroe, Lester Flatt, everybody else, including his own wonderful band that started out, the Country Boys and the Kentucky Colonels. And there is none better than Roland White. We just want to talk a little bit about where you're coming from with the music and then maybe play a tune to demonstrate that,
Well, gee whiz, it's hard to tell, say where you're coming from. I'm trying to figure out where I'm going. I love bluegrass music. And of course, I started out listening to Monroe's and Flatt and Scruggs and the Stanley Brothers and all that. And up in my room right now, I have a tape of Bluegrass Breakdown by Bill Monroe and Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and Chubby Wise and Earl Scruggs. That's what I listened to this morning. Get my fix for the week. I'm fine, I grew up playing traditional country music with my family. And then we got into bluegrass. Somebody said, Bill Monroe, you ever hear of Bill Monroe? I said, well, no. I was 16 years old at this time in California. I just moved to California. He says, well, he's a mandolin player, and he's fast. So I went out and bought a record, and I just picked the tune Pike County Breakdown. That was the first tune I ever had. First time I ever heard bluegrass music was Pike County Breakdown. And right away, we had to learn it. We just had to learn it. So I'm still learning it, but that's the first thing we ever learned. It was bluegrass, was Pike County Breakdown. And I don't know.
Remember setting that needle down and scratching up those old records? These kids with this digital stuff doesn't know what it is to learn a song off a record.
They don't. We wore ours out real quick. It was the first 45 record we ever owned, 45 RPM. Before that, they were all 78s. And it went from there, Then I heard of Earl Scruggs, and then I heard of Reno and Smiley, Stanley Brothers. We kept buying records, I sent for them. You couldn't buy them in L.A. There were places you could buy them, but I wasn't aware of where they were, where to find them. And we'll do Pike County Breakdown. I have some of my own tunes that have never been recorded yet, so these guys don't know what they are, So we'll just do something that everybody knows. Pike County Breakdown.